Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Well, we're going to find out about them this weekend because it's all right in front of them, Teak. If they win their games, they go to the postseason.
Okay, Boone.
I know. Just call me Boone. It's a bare minimum requirement when you have the highest payroll in baseball and you're coming off a year in which you went to the NLCS and you stole Juan Soto from the American League champion New York Yankees. It is a bare minimum requirement that you make the postseason.
Agreed.
So understand what's on the line this weekend. If the Mets don't make the playoffs, it is an all-time disaster that we will debate for many, many years. But it is right in front of them. The situation is sort of simple. If they win their games, they make the playoffs. Mm-hmm. If they win two out of three and the Reds don't sweep Milwaukee, the Mets make the playoffs. If the Mets lose two out of three, they're going to need serious help. They would need the Reds to lose two out of three and the Diamondbacks to simply not sweep the San Diego Padres. But to show you the enthusiasm that Met fans have had, I've done a science experiment all week, Teak.
Yeah.
Right before the series against Chicago, the one day where they did not have control of their future, I polled the Met fans, will the Mets make the playoffs? 74% said no. When they had the dramatic victory in game one, I polled the Met fans, and 54% said no. Then after they lost game two, it went back to 63% say
wow,
no.
What a roller coaster.
When they won last night, I put the poll up again. What are the results going into this weekend, Tiki?
I'm going to say it's 76%.
Yes?
Yes.
Well, you're right that it's finally yes, but it's only 53% saying yes.
Well, I mean, I think you got to be optimistic going into this. Well, it's the Marlins.
What does that mean? It's the Marlins.
You got revenge on your mind after they clowned you last series.
Right? Well, yes, but when you say it's
and that's
the
personal.
A lot of things should be personal.
What? No, this is particularly personal.
I don't think Met players care about the Marlins and what happened in August necessarily. No. I don't know if players necessarily take things personal. They obviously don't care about 07 and 08. They don't even know about that stuff. That stuff, you know, we know about as fans. But when you say it's the Marlins, I want to remind you of two things about the Marlins, the team the Mets are facing. Number one, since the middle of June, the Marlins are better than the Mets. They are.
All I could do is chuckle.
Well, but it's true.
I know it's true.
I always say, remember what you say, because I will. Last year, when Tommy would argue with me, the Mets are better than you give them credit for, Ev, he'd cite, hey, since May 30th, they're better than the Phillies. And finally, by the end of the year, because I'm honest with debate, I said, you turned out to be right, bro. Like, the Mets over a big sample size were better than the Philadelphia Phillies, and they showed it in a best of five series. You said that last year, right, Tommy?
I sure did.
Well, the same argument applies against the Mets. They are worse than almost everybody since the middle of June.
But we were the Marlins last year. Remember, the Mets, a lot of people forget this, lost on Friday night and on Saturday to the Brewers. So maybe a team like the Marlins, who's been playing well, might lose the first two games, much like we did last year.
Okay, but I don't think you answered anything of what I just said,
which is
the Mets are facing a team that's better than them. Let's start with that. I mean, the facts back it up.
Right.
They've been better recently, and they've been better since the middle of June. So that is scary. The other thing that's really scary about this weekend is the Marlins have a starting pitching edge in every single game. Every single one of them. The Mets are throwing a kid in Brandon Sproat, who we're all impressed by. He's made three major league starts. Sandy Alcantara, over his last seven starts, is pitching to a 2.7 ERA and has won a Cy Young before.
Right. He was bad at the beginning of the season. He is now snapped into the Sandy Alcantara that everybody wanted him to be.
And even if you don't believe in Yuri Perez and Edward Cabrera over the weekend, who is pitching for the Mets? Now, I don't even know if Carlos Mendoza is going to give that answer in an hour when he meets the media, but literally, like, who's pitching? Some combination or trifecta involving David Peterson, Sean Manaea, Clay Holmes, maybe even Jonah Tong out of the bullpen. Those are the guys who are going to be asked to pitch on Saturday and Sunday. So when you think about it, and what I like to say is realistic terms, because I'm just giving you the facts of the recency, I don't know how one could feel confident knowing all of what I just said.
Well, it's hard to just think about this from a Mets standpoint, because obviously you're focused on this weekend on just getting to the postseason.
Right.
And that's going to be nerve-wracking and intense enough. But then after you get into the postseason, you're right into the wild card. It's like, well, who the hell's pitching for us?
We'll worry about that Monday.
I know, but I'm just saying, you're thinking about just get to the postseason, just get to the postseason. And you don't even get to relax and celebrate it before you're like, he's going to be, who's pitching the wild card? Who's starting for us? Is it a tag team? Or who is it? Is it McClain? Like, what's happening?
I think it's
really intense for the Met fan right now in their head because of all of the situations that either could be positive, make it, negative, get knocked out, you're bitching on Monday, or you're celebrating on Monday, but you're nervous as hell on Monday.
I'm not, and maybe I'm being healthy when I say this, I'm not overthinking the series against the Dodgers because they got to get there. And when they get there, I know Nolan McClain is going to pitch game one. I think that is fairly obvious unless they have to use him out of the bullpen on Sunday, which I would be more than open to because you got to win.
Not more than two innings, so he stays a rookie.
Well, I don't care about that, so I'd use him more than two innings. But I don't think they would, not because of the rookie status, but just based on you'd be going to him on short rest. And so if you're doing that.
Yeah, and how many pitches did he throw?
94, 95 yesterday.
Yeah, he's not going to get a ton.
No, I would use him for an inning.
Yeah.
And if they need a game on Sunday, I would certainly be open to that, especially considering what I just laid out with the pitching. I'm not overly worried about how to line up the Dodgers series. Like, that's a great problem to have. It's more, how do they win this series? And I know that there's some people out there who think, you know what? The Brewers are going to help the Mets out. Mm-hmm. The Padres are going to help the Mets out. And maybe you're right. Like, I have no idea. I mean, the fact the Reds just lost 2 out of 3 to the Pirates, sure, it's possible, but I can't rely on that. We can't rely on that. And I want to give you a piece of information that you can easily spin as a really good thing, or you could spin it as a really bad thing. That is completely up to everyone listening to this. I know how Tommy will spin it, but I'm curious what you'll take with this. In the last 6 series the Mets have played against current playoff teams, like this series they just played against the Chicago Cubs, like the series they played against the San Diego Padres, in those last 6 series against teams currently in the playoffs, the Mets have won 5 out of the 6 series.
Okay.
In the last 7 series they've played against teams not occupying a playoff spot, they have lost 6 of the 7 series.
That's an easy spin.
Go ahead.
You just spent the last 5 minutes telling everybody that the Marlins are better than the Mets. So you know what? Let's just put the Marlins in the postseason and put them at the same level of the teams that we have just recently.
But they're not in the postseason.
Okay, but you just said that they've had one of the best records in baseball since June.
But that's not what I gave. I gave the stat about current playoff teams and not current playoff teams.
No, but if the Marlins started June 1st, they'd be a playoff team.
Right, but the Marlins got mathematically eliminated last night. And in my list of series they've lost, they lost the 3 out of 4 to Miami.
They sort of got hosed last night, too, if we're being honest. Rain-shortened game. In the 8th inning, shouldn't they play that game out and give them a chance to come back and actually before they get eliminated?
Well, that's an opinion I've always had about rain-shortened games, but that's not the topic of conversation
they're
right now.
They're a playoff team since June.
But they're not.
Like, but they are, record-wise.
But then my stat changes.
He's just spinning. He's just trying to get himself...
But Tink, it's not a spin.
No, you're spinning by changing the facts. That's not allowed. You can spin it by saying, hey, it's a sign that they're good against good teams, or I don't know what the hell you want to spin it towards, but the Marlins are not a playoff team, hence why the Mets losing to them last month counts as losing a series to a non-playoff team.
Right.
You know who else is on that list? The Reds. Well, if the Mets aren't careful, the Reds will be a playoff team. So take it for what it's worth. The Mets, to their credit, have done a really good job against good teams. They just won 2 out of 3 against Chicago.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Chicago.
So they rise to the occasion but fall short when the expectation of the opponent is low.
I guess so.
All right, so they're playing up or down to the opponent. That's not a good thing.
Yeah, what do you make of that?
I don't know. Because to me, it's really the same issue. It's just sometimes they get hitting.
Yeah.
Right? You're going to get great pitching from Nolan McLean. Everything else might be a little bit spotty, and it's all going to be dependent on how alive the bats are.
Now, you're kind of right about that, because even last night, and I thought Nolan McLean pitched a lot better than his final line, which was obviously five runs, five and a third.
Run home run. That killed it. Other than that, he was fantastic.
And I also think, and we talked about this a lot with CC Sabathia, how you pitch differently with a lead. And I think when you have a 6-0 lead and you have an 8-2 lead, you're more aggressive. Mm-hmm. And that may have impacted him. But nevertheless, you're kind of right. The Mets have to hit. I mean, when they hit, they're able to overcome the crappy to mediocre pitching.
Right.
But that facts I just gave you about how they've played against good teams, how they played against bad teams, it shows you what kind of an enigma they are. And it's another reason why I just don't trust them. I mean, I want so badly, because I want that crack at getting hot at the right time. I always say that about baseball, and I believe it.
Right, and you've just seen it enough over the last 5 or 6 years to know that it could happen to anybody.
Absolutely, and I want that opportunity. It doesn't mean I think they're going to definitely beat the Dodgers. I have no idea. I just want that chance. And like I said at the beginning of this conversation, we all have to understand what's on the line here. A lot is on. More is on the line than I think people realize. Steve Cohen last year said, I want to change the narrative about the Mets. I want to make Met fans, believe.
Right.
This would go such a long way to setting you back, because this is an old-timer. How can you? You had a billion-dollar payroll. You added Juan Soto. You had one of the better records in baseball in June, and then you collapsed. Like, it doesn't mean they can't win the World Series next year. It just means that you are really taking this fan base back 5 steps in terms of actually believing things are different.
Yeah.
Because this is a collapse that on a lot of levels is worse than 2007, especially when you look at the competition around them.
Yeah, and especially when you look at who is on your roster. As Carlos Mendoza continuously says, we have a good roster. Of course you have a good roster, but the only thing that matters is winning the games.
And the other thing is, it's in front of them. Like, they aren't going into the weekend needing help.
Look how right you've made Aaron Boone.
How it's all right in front of us?
It's all right in front of us.
It's all right in front of us.
He says it so much that it's become a cliche, one that annoys the hell out of Yankee fans.
I know.
But it is actually very true.
So true.
Especially when it pertains to the Mets today.
I hate saying it, but the only reason I'm saying it is because of the whole controlling things. Like, the New York Yankees do not control the American League East.
No.
They can't. They don't control it. So for the Yankees, it's really not all right in front of them in the regular season. No. They need help.
They need Toronto to lose one more game, and then it's all right in front of them.
The Mets only need help if they don't help themselves.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. Like, if they win their three games, Teague, they're in the playoffs. They don't need help.
Mm-hmm.
But they need help if they can't help themselves. That's the situation we're in. And so I ask you, at 4:11 on September 26th, how will this weekend play out for the New York Mets?
Sweep.
Which way?
They're going to sweep their way into the postseason.
The Mets are going to sweep the Marlins.
Yes.
Okay. Just wanted to clarify that. He said they sweep. I mean, honestly.
No, if I would have been an anti-Met, I would have said swept.
Oh, gotcha.
Because that means they're done.
What has a better chance of happening this weekend? The Mets sweeping the Marlins or the Marlins sweeping the Mets?
I mean, given the way the Marlins have played, the Marlins sweeping the Mets.
I would agree with that statement.
But. It's the Mets.
Okay. I don't know what that means, but okay.
You got great people on the roster.
Dude, who's pitching Saturday and Sunday?
Does it matter?
Yes.
Who's pitching Saturday for the Marlins?
Yuri Perez.
Okay.
Or Edward Cabrera. I forget which day. I'll look that one up. One of the two.
Right.
Yeah, they're better than whoever the Mets are throwing out there, because whoever they're throwing out there, they don't trust the start.
All you got to do is win today.
Yes.
And it sets you in the sweep.
Well,
now, and that's the challenge, because it's Alcantara.
Win today and have the Reds lose, and I am very, like, chilling at least for a few hours, because then I got the cushion.
Yeah, because then you only have to win one game.
That's it. No, you nailed it. That's a clinching scenario. That's the scenario where Sunday is really all about Jackson Darshan. Mets win tonight, Reds lose tonight.
Wait, who's starting for the Jets?
For the Jets, that's Monday.
Oh, that's
we Monday. Got time, and yeah, it's probably going to be Justin Fields.
I was going to give you something else to worry about.
Oh, I don't worry about that till Monday. So Tiki's going with a Mets sweep. I don't even need to ask you about the Reds and Diamondbacks, because it's irrelevant.
Doesn't matter.
Sean Morash, how does this weekend play out?
Mets win tonight, lose Saturday, Sunday.
And?
That doesn't answer anything, but I appreciate you telling me that.
Like, I'm sorry. And then the Reds do.
The way you just set me up was, we'll worry about the Reds. Okay.
Mets losing, you have to worry about the Reds.
The Reds lose tonight and win Saturday, Sunday.
Oh, my God. You are making it the most epically failed way possible?
Correct.
They're going to win today. The Reds are going to lose.
Uh-huh.
They're going to be in a spot where all they need is a Met victory.
Yeah, or a Red loss.
Or a Red loss.
Correct.
And you're telling me everything's going to go against them.
Saturday and Sunday go the complete opposite way.
Wow.
I'm going to label that Met all-time debacle.
I can't see that.
Oh, I can.
We saw 162 last year. Lindor is going to rise to the occasion.
Okay. Tommy, how does this play out?
Okay, first I'll say that the Mets are going to clinch on Saturday. So Mets will clinch on Saturday. That's my prediction for the weekend.
Well, that means the Mets win today, Reds lose today, and then the Mets win
because
tomorrow.
I think there's a narrative out there that the Brewers have nothing to play for. That's inaccurate.
Mm-hmm.
They are playing for the number one overall seed and home field throughout, so they are playing for something.
Yep.
And there's also a narrative that the Padres have nothing to play for, which is also inaccurate because they can jump ahead of the Cubs. Wouldn't you rather be at home for the wild card round? So the teams that are playing the Diamondbacks and the teams that are playing the Reds this weekend do, in fact, have something to play for. And they're good teams, so even if they sit players, they have good backups. Can you star right next to Sean's prediction something for me?
Yes.
Allow Tommy to cook when the Yankees, or if the Yankees, make the World Series. Because if Sean's allowed to be a pig, I don't have to be a team player when the Yankees make a run in the postseason. Because oftentimes I have to be a team player when he's being a jackass right now. That's all. Mm. I think it's fair.
Well, he made a prediction. You can make any prediction you want.
It's just what he believes.
That's what he believes. That's what he wants to see. There's a difference between what you believe and what you want to see.
Well, either way, you're always allowed to make a prediction around here. We save them and we play them, so I don't think that's anything new. If the Yankees are in the World Series, of course you'll be allowed to make a prediction.
Thank you.
I'm sorry. I don't think it's outlandish for anybody on a microphone here after the way the Mets have played for 3 months to think they're going to lose the last two games of the year. Apologies.
No, but you would say, I don't even think they're going to win tonight. They're not going to win Saturday. You want it to be set up for Jackson Dart to be driving down the field, for the Yankees to take the number one overall seed, and for the Met fan to suffer on Sunday. Just be honest. Don't give me the BS of like, well, I guess I have my opinion. I'm on the radio. I have 17 podcasts. Just say you're an ass. That's okay. You're allowed to be an ass. Evan likes you more when you're an ass
anyway.
Catching
shrapnel for being a prolific podcaster.
He's being an
ass. Man, I tell you.
I don't know about prolific. A compiler.
Yeah. Some very sensitive stuff about me doing all these podcasts, Tom. Yeah.
I mean, all Sean did was lay out the most painful outcome possible.
That's it.
That's what it is. Like, win tonight, have the Reds lose.
This is true.
Has anybody followed the Mets their whole lives?
No, absolutely.
I laid out probably the most likely scenario.
Yeah, but last year they were great, and they lifted everybody in 162. They beat or 61, actually. They beat the Braves, and then they didn't have to worry about 162. And then
exactly.
They get to the postseason, and then Pete Alonso becomes a hero, screwing up Devin Williams for 90% of this season, and then goes on. They go to the NLCS.
I agree with you.
That's not the Mets that everybody knows. So why's it got to be Mets that everybody knows this year?
Exactly, because they never do that 2 years in a row.
Now you're just being a hater.
Now
I agree with you, Tommy.
That they're going to clinch on Saturday?
No, that he reserves the right to hate back on Sean.
Well, he always had that right. I don't think you've gained
but
it.
He asked
you always
for
have
it.
That right.
I appreciate you asking for it, Tommy.
Yeah.
Thank you, Tommy.
You showed a lot of class asking for
Thank
it.
Thank you. I just wanted it on the record.
My gut from the weekend, and this is something I need to get over, Tiki.
Yeah.
Because my prediction is based on history. My prediction is based on a history I've seen.
Get off of history, man.
I'm sorry. No one's asked me my prediction, so you know what? I'm not going to make it.
So what is it?
I'm going to move on. No.
What is your prediction?
No.
I need this pullback from history to inform you and obviously inform us about what you think is going to happen.
So what happened in 2007 and 2008 was mirrored.
How old was Francisco Lindor in 2007?
I mean, I got to do some math now. I don't know.
I mean, it was 18 years ago.
He was probably like 15, something like
that.
30?
Yeah. He was born in 93, so he was 14.
14 years old. Well, what happened in 07 and 08 is that the Mets lost the Friday game, had an epic win on Saturday in which hope came back, and then kicked us in the groin on Sunday. And in fact, in 2008, to be exact, before they had that series against the Marlins, do you know who the Mets played in 2008? The Chicago Cubs. And do you know that they won the first game, lost the second game, and won the third game?
History does not repeat itself, no matter how many times you tell the story.
Well, 07 and 08 repeated itself, so my gut would be tonight's a bad night. We lose, Reds win. Saturday is an amazing night. Mets win, Reds lose. Destiny's back. And then Sunday, with it all right in front of them, God knows who's on the mound, it gets ugly and they lose. That'd be my gut. And they missed the playoffs, and I have felt that way for about a week and a half now.
So basically, you agree with Sean, it's just happening differently.
Yeah, it's happening,
More dramatically.
Yes. It's happening the way it happened in 2007, basically. That's what I think. And I hope I'm wrong. And I hope that Tiki and Tommy are right. You clearly had the most positive opinion on it, and we're all going to find out together. It's going to be an adventure.
If I'm not right, then they don't deserve to be in the postseason.
100%. Well, okay.
You beat bad teams when you're supposed to beat bad teams.
So
I don't care what their latest, as of now, record is.
Tiki, I agree with you except the word you used. And it's funny that you use that word because I have a big issue with it. Deserved. Mm. The Mets deserve this. Okay. They deserve that.
The Mets will not have earned the right to be in the postseason if you don't beat bad teams when you're supposed to beat bad teams.
We're going
to
agree with this, except I don't like the wording of it, but I completely agree. The Mets should win their games. They shouldn't have to rely on help.
I agree.
But as long as there's a format created by Rob Manfred in his garage of sticking three wild card teams in, as long as you finish with a good enough record to make the playoffs, you earned it. You know what I mean?
Oh, of course. Because
they all count. You know, the Tigers, well, they've been the worst team in baseball. If they find a way to make the postseason, which it feels like they will, especially with their win last night, they're playing the Red Sox this weekend. Don't tell me they didn't earn it. Like, yeah, they played like crap for a while, but you earn it if you're a playoff team. So I remember having this argument, I think, with Craig back in 2020 around the Giants when they had a chance to win the division at 6-10. Mm-hmm. And he's like, well, they wouldn't have earned it. And I'm like, well, hold on a second. Of course they would have. I get that six wins is very low,
right,
but they won their division. It's not their fault that the division stinks.
Right. Same with the Bucks.
Yeah. Right. Absolutely. Same with Carolina when they were 7-8-1. So maybe it's my own issue with the term earning and, you know, deserving.
Okay, doing enough to get to the second season.
Okay, we'll go with that.
Is that enough words for you?
Yeah, that makes me feel better. I feel a lot better now.
Well, hold on. If you're going to take a call, I think it's best we do the Met lineup right now and get your raw reaction before.
Oh, we have a Met lineup? I haven't seen it yet.
Yes. Okay, you ready? Lindor, Soto, Nimmo, Alonso, McNeil, Beatty at third, Alvarez DHing. Your center fielder tonight is Cedric Mullins, and your catcher is Luis Torrens.
All right, so there's two things to digest here. The Alvarez DH thing I do not dislike. We talked about this yesterday with Alvarez not being in the lineup after hitting home runs in back-to-back days, and Mendy made the point of he's dealing with the lower half stuff.
Yep.
And I even suggested to you, Sean, I don't know if you remember it, Alvarez DHing.
Yes.
The negative of Alvarez DHing is that pinch hitting for Torrens becomes more difficult because now you'd have to move Alvarez off of DH, and then you lose your designated hitter. So I don't hate it, especially with Vientos' struggles recently. So I get the negative towards it, but I do not hate it. The Mullins thing is a surprise to nobody. Did you stay up late listening to the Rico last night?
I did not, Evan. Some of us had to get actual sleep.
Mm-hmm. Tiki, did you listen to the Rico last night?
I did not, unfortunately.
Well, I'll tell you. The loyalty around here.
Football is a little more important.
I was listening to it.
Were you?
But then I passed out midway through, which has nothing to do with your excitement level. I just tired.
Well, at the very end of the podcast, it was at the end, I warned everybody about Cedric Mullins. And I said, hey,
he's coming.
I said, guys, Sandy Alcantara's career numbers against Cedric Mullins may matter. 4-for-9 with 2 home runs. Mm. And I voiced it as a question to the people who were up at midnight listening to the Rico. I said, what would you do? Do you trust the history and say, you know what? The numbers tell us Cedric Mullins can hit him. Do we start him or do we stick with Tyrone Taylor? My answer emphatically is this is a boneheaded decision by the overthinking manager. Tyrone Taylor needs to be the center fielder. Cedric Mullins being 4-for-9 against Sandy Alcantara, who gives a crap? We've watched Cedric Mullins for 2 months around here. He's not any good. Tyrone Taylor is a winning ball player. He's hot.
Got a hell of an arm.
He's got a hell of an arm. I think this is an overthinking mistake by this manager.
Yeah. Didn't Michael Taylor have a great career average against Carlos Rodon?
Michael Taylor? Don't bring up his name around here.
And he took him yard last night.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about
that. Yeah, kind of debunked something we talked about.
Yeah, I had a theory about Michael Taylor, T. The way he was going after balls in the outfield was suspicious.
This is where he checked up on a game. Just dive in, and if you miss it, you miss it.
Do you think it's possible Michael Taylor heard me yesterday and said, I got to clean this up?
Maybe.
Maybe. So you would trust the career numbers? Is that what you're saying?
I'm just saying Michael Taylor had good career numbers against Carlos Rodon.
AT,
and he took him yards.
I can't tell you how many times I have bored people with career numbers and saying, hey, I would start that guy. Mm-hmm. I have defended this a lot in my lifetime. I am not new to it. This is different. I think it's different because, A, the guy has been so bad for months, and Taylor is so much better defensively. Like, I appreciate career numbers. I think this one needed to be overridden.
Right.
So what's your opinion? Because it sounded like you were defending it, and it's okay if you do. I won't punch you.
Tyrone Taylor is your better option.
Thank you. Thank you. You agree with me on this, Tommy?
I 100% agree with you on this, Evan. Tyrone, and something else you didn't say, he's a gamer.
Yeah.
And Taylor brings you the vibes of last season. Mullins is not. Now, if this was June, cool. You want to go with the numbers? Final weekend of the season, you got to get your gamers in there. And Taylor has that kind of mentality.
No, I completely agree with you.
Yeah, Mullins just hasn't been a gamer.
I completely agree with you. Big mistake by this manager. Huge mistake. The Mendoza, picking Alvarez over Vientos, fine. You lose some flexibility late, whatever. Mullins over Tyrone Taylor is an unforgivable mistake. Now I'm on the side of if they don't make the playoffs, he's got to go.
Oh, come on. Really?
Mullins or Mendoza? Here, did you just say that?
I mean,
Carlos
Mullins
Mendoza
is going,
needs to be fired,
gone regardless. So he must be talking about Mendoza.
I don't know. I'll tell you what I really mean when we come back. 888-808-1019, toll free number. More of your phone calls, our NFL picks, and how about a little history lesson on NFL quarterbacks making their debut in New York? I said something a few minutes ago that caused a gasp from Tiki and Tommy and Sean. They couldn't believe I said it. Upon hearing the New York Mets lineup and vehemently disagreeing with the manager that he is going to play Cedric Mullins above Tyrone Taylor because of the matchup numbers he has against Sandy Alcantara, I said, if they don't make the playoffs, he's got to go. And Tiki said, do you mean Mendy? And Tommy said, did you mean Mullins? Well, in the moment, the answer is both. Now, I gave it some thought over the last 6-7 minutes. Like, do I really believe that I have now gotten to the point that I would fire Carlos Mendoza if they don't make the playoffs? I'm going to give you an honest answer. With 5 minutes to think about it, to be more rational than my emotional response, I've moved closer to that. I have moved closer to a place where I would consider firing the manager. Am I completely there? Not really. But moves like this piss me off.
Well, only moves if they like, don't work.
Well, okay. If it doesn't, if it works, I'll say horrible move that worked.
Right. And my bad for doubting my manager.
I don't know if I'll go that far.
I think you have to go that far.
Okay, maybe. But I think that, look, we collect information as a season goes on. We collect it. And this is another data point that would move me towards the side of, wow, I'm going to get rid of the manager. Am I fully there? No. But this is a big one because I think it's a massive mistake. I think starting Cedric Mullins over Tyrone Taylor after Tyrone helped you in 2 straight games, the outfield assist on Wednesday, yep, which saved Jonah Tong early, a huge, underratedly huge two-run hit in last night's game. Huge. We didn't realize how huge it was at the time. Made it 8-2. They huge. Won 8-5.
Huge.
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 I think that this is a big one. Big one. That's going to be in my head and a lot of people's heads if they don't make the playoffs. So that's where I stand.
I can't agree. I think Mendoza, in his second year, is navigating some new pieces and a pitching staff rotation that has let him down in so many different ways. And the only thing he can do is take the analytics and then make gut decisions.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what he's doing.
Okay, his gut's wrong.
Until he's not.
Tiki.
And when he's not,
Tiki,
you're going to apologize to him on Monday.
Do you think there's any chance?
No matter what happens on the weekend, whether they make the postseason or not, if this works out tonight,
yeah,
on Monday, the first thing you're doing is apologizing to Carlos Mendoza.
Do you think there's any chance Cedric Mullins does something positive for the Mets tonight?
Yes.
Any shot?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. We'll see. We'll see. This is it. Watch this. This is going to be the ultimate test. This is the immovable object versus the irresistible force. Positive Tommy versus his brain. Watch this. Because he disagrees with Mullins starting. Hey, Tom, you think Cedric Mullins has any chance of doing something positive tonight for the Mets?
Absolutely.
How?
Because he could get down a sacrifice bunt.
Right. That's positive.
Dive and catch.
100%.
Positive. Move a runner over. 100%. Hit to the other side.
Right.
Ball player, small ball.
Step into a pitch.
That's it. Get hit.
Get hit.
Start a rally. Positive.
Whatever. Anything could happen. Put his hat on backwards. Like anything.
It
guys jacked up.
Like, it turned out not to matter yesterday because the Mets won. But you remember when I was ripping the decision to start Acuna? I said, we all know he's going to be 0-3.
Uh-huh.
Were you guys thinking of me when he was 0-3?
Of course.
Yeah. I thought of you when I lost my RBI bet.
Yeah, and I told you not to make it.
They didn't pinch in for him, though, so you were off on that.
Well,
he did get all of his at-bats.
It was always a prerequisite that if they were losing. Yeah, if they were winning, obviously, no need. But because they were winning, he was gifted the fourth plate appearance.
And I'll say this about Mullins. He's going through it, obviously. But at least he's facing a pitcher tonight that he's had success. So in the back of his mind, he's at least comfortable
yeah,
in the
confident.
Box.
He's very confident.
He's confident.
So that's great that you say that. Cedric Mullins is 4-for-9 with 2 home runs against Sandy Alcantara.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he faced Sandy Alcantara last month when the Mets lost 3 out of 4. He was 0-for-3. So you could take the confidence. You could take the numbers.
Oh, so he was 4-for-6 before
yeah,
that?
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
Yeah, he really owned them.
Dude, he was balling.
He was. Back to your calls. Jackson Dart. Yankees trying to win the East, and obviously the Mets trying to avoid a disaster. 888-808-1019, the number. Ozzy in Woodridge. What's up, Ozzy?
Hey, Ozzy.
Hey, Tiki, you just got recapped on the great dog poop debate from yesterday.
Yes.
Another riveting highlight you missed from yesterday was the alternative acceptable pronunciation of roof being rough.
Rough.
Yeah.
Rough?
Yeah.
In what country?
George Steinbrenner said it in the movie The Scout. He said, why is that guy on my rough?
Rough?
Yeah.
Did he mean dog?
No, he meant rough, like you're on the rough.
That doesn't make any sense.
Do you have an aunt or an aunt?
First of all, don't call any of my relatives insects.
See? Aunt.
It's an aunt.
Exactly.
Yes.
Thank you. No, that's another alternative yeah. pronunciation.
My mom has 3 sisters. Aunts.
Okay.
Not aunts.
Yeah, and another example you guys didn't give yesterday was anals and annals.
That's
so
true.
You forgot to give that example as
well. That's a very good one. That's good. Good job.
They're very, very different.
Yeah, a little bit.
Tiki, basically, without you, the show is like a bag of dog poop and irate neighbor's newly washed garbage can that's just been hosed out.
Right. That's the problem, Sean. You don't know if the neighbor just cleaned it.
Oh, well, that I made a prerequisite. If it's a sparkling garbage can, sure.
What garbage?
If it looks like garbage, garbage is going in it.
But you know that the trash people don't always take those little bags.
But in my neighborhood, it's a mechanical arm that dumps the entire contents in the pail, in the trash.
Oh, so you got lazy garbage men.
100%. That's why they don't get tipped at Christmas.
Bougie garbage men. Gotta love it.
Right.
But we all have to do our part, you know? So, hum, diddy hum, hum. If the Mets don't make the playoffs, positive Tommy is dead to me forever. Hum, diddy hum, hum. Philly winning last night. Milwaukee, a little extra motivation to win and get that magic number to zero in front of their home fans tonight, which will help the Mets. Hum, biddy, hum, hum. 2007, I just bought my house with my wife. My one-month-old daughter was sitting in her crib playing, and the old lady, God rest her soul, neighbor Ann, came over with a knitted blanket. And as soon as she came over, Tommy Glavine was blowing the game in the first inning on the TV to my right. So positive Tommy, do not let us down like pathetic Tommy did on that day. Hum, diddy, hum, hum.
Wow.
Oh, that's good, one,
good stuff by Ozzie. He circled back, for those that are not aware, a year ago when we were at Yankee Stadium and the Yankees were down 3-0 to the Dodgers in the World Series. Sean did a very famous prayer inside Yankee Stadium.
It was a seance more, but
yeah. It was the hum, diddy, hum, hum.
I was summoning the ghost.
It was a Cinco, was it not?
Was it? I don't think it was. I think I lit candles in the booth, and I was just trying to summon the ghosts of Yankees past to rise up.
Yes.
The problem is I don't know what ghosts of Mets past you're really rising up, so you have to rely on the old lady with the knitted blanket.
It's exonerating yourself from the ghosts.
Yeah.
You're trying to... See, here's the thing. Last year, the Mets in game 161, we thought were able to eliminate the Atlanta ghosts. This year, we're trying to eliminate the collapsing and having the Marlins dance on our grave ghosts. And so, last year was successful. We're going to find out about this year.
Right.
There are some differences. It's not the Florida Marlins. It's the Miami Marlins. That's one difference. Another difference is it's not at home.
Same spot.
Same spot. We're not at home. Remember, the Mets collapse in 07 and 08, of course, happened at the world-famous Shea Stadium. Now we're doing it in Miami. One thing I just realized by listening to Ozzy when he made me laugh, once a week is better than four times a week, Oz.
Less is more.
Less is more.
Because sometimes I'm like, oh, Ozzy. This time it was like, Ozzy, pretty good.
What's the stick this time? Sports Talk on WFAN is presented by Paramount Plus. Sylvester Stallone is back in the original hit series, Tulsa King. This season, Dwight faces his most dangerous adversaries yet, forcing him to fight for everything he's built and to protect his empire. Stream the new season of Tulsa King now exclusively on Paramount Plus.
We are going to see the debut of Jackson Dart on Sunday. How did all the other hyped-up first-round picks do over the last couple of decades? They surprise you. Plus, more of your calls on the Mets, the Yankees, Jackson Dart, 888-808-1019.
Are you looking to enhance your home experience? Of course you are. We all are. Discover the new Sloman Shield Link, the ultimate all-in-one ecosystem for integrating your smart devices with the Sloman Shield. Sloman Shield Link takes everyday routines and actions based on your preferences and connects other devices to react based on your actions. So imagine arriving home at night and your lights, favorite music, and TV all turn on as you enter the home. The Shield Link can act as almost any scenario and create scenes based on what you want to occur. Whether you want your thermostats to turn down when you turn on your alarm or automatically lock your doors and secure the security lighting. These scenarios are a reality with the Sloman Shield Link integration platform. And on top of that, the Sloman Shield Link is compatible with devices already in your home. Schlumman's includes insulation for all devices. Plus, they offer 24/7 support. Whether you need to troubleshoot a problem or you want to add more programming, you can call at any time. Embrace the future of home living by calling 1-800-ALARM-ME. Visit Schlumman'sShieldLink.com to get the Schlumman's Shield Link.
Our transportation, water, and energy infrastructure is critical, but did you know that those projects are built by the local 825 operating engineers and their contractors? They even built MetLife Stadium and the stadium before that. That's why their advocacy organization, ELEC, the Engineers Labor Employer Cooperative, fights for those priorities every day. That's ELEC, representing the hardworking men and women who build New York and New Jersey. The city's biggest indoor pickleball event is coming back October 10th and 11th, and it will sell out. Sign up for the fun or the cash prizes. Go to 1010wins.com/pickleball for all the info. The pickleball tournament is presented by Nissan. At Nissan, we make cars that thrill. Experience the thrill for yourself today. Shop NissanUSA.com.
As a competitor, you want to play on the biggest stages in front of the best and most passionate fans.
Jackson Dart has just trotted onto the field.
The Jackson Dart era starts Sunday.
Pistol set with Dart and Scataboo.
As the Giants take on Justin Herbert and the 3-0 Chargers at 1 p.m.
Dart pumps his right leg, takes the snap. Hand off Scataboo. Up the middle he goes. Scataboo to the 10. Scataboo to the 5. Scataboo reaching for the goal line, and he's down at the 1.
With help from fellow rookie Cam Scataboo and the dynamic Malik Nabers, the young QB will look to lead Big Blue to their first win of the season in front of the hometown faithful.
Into the end zone, standing up, and the Giants are back in front.
Don't miss a second of the action here on your home for New York Giants football. WFAN 101.9 FM and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This is Andrew Bogish with an Odyssey Sports Minute sponsored by Chumba Casino, your online casino for plays, spins, and a chance to score. Must be 21 and over. Terms at ChumbaCasino.com. The Florida Panthers' pursuit of a third straight Stanley Cup in real trouble in the preseason. Already without Matthew Tkachuk for months following abdominal surgery, Captain Alexander Barkov now might miss the entire season with a knee injury suffered in practice this week. I'm Andrew Bogish.
Tomorrow night, live on NBC and Peacock, the Oregon Ducks.
Spectacular!
Take on the Penn State Nittany Lions.
With a massive play!
It's the Whiteout in Happy Valley, under the lights in prime time.
This house is rocking.
Don't miss Big Ten Saturday night, tomorrow, 7 Eastern, live on NBC and Peacock. Here comes Saturday night.
Sports fans, listen up. 1 in 8 men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer, and bladder leaks can be a side effect. That's why Depend is teaming up with the Prostate Cancer Foundation to encourage screening. Because health is a long game, and it's yours to win. Now here's the cool part. Through November, Depend is contributing up to $300,000 to prostate cancer research by donating 25 cents for every purchase of Depend shields, guards, and RealFit products. Void in Mississippi. Learn more at Depend.com.
Looking for Michelin tires at the guaranteed lowest price? Get to Town Fair Tire. Michelin's innovative technologies are designed for durability and performance over any of the toughest road conditions, so you can trust you're getting the highest quality tires. And Town Fair's been a name you can trust since 1967. Now with over 120 locations and still growing. Because nobody beats a Town Fair Tire deal. Nobody.
Name brands at discount prices. Town Fair Tire.
If you're 55 or older and into that whole saving money thing, T-Mobile has an exclusive phone and internet bundle just for you. Right now, get 2 unlimited phone lines plus 5G home internet for just $30 each per month with autopay, plus taxes and fees. And with 5G home internet, setup is easy with just one cord and no technician needed, which is great if you're also into that whole keeping it simple thing. Switch now and experience the best mobile network in the U.S. Visit your local store to start saving. T-Mobile, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, Q4 2024 to Q1 2025, Ookla trademarks used under license. Unlimited on our network. Customers on voice plan may notice speeds lower than other customers and further reduction if using more than 50 gigs a month due to data prioritization. Video streams and SD on this plan. Home internet pricing after $20 a monthly bill credit plus $5 per line without autopay. Debit or bank account required. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
Four distinct all-electric Cadillacs. Some drive them for performance. Others drive them for the range. Some drive them because it's the only way to make an entrance. Three different ways to turn every drive into an occasion. Whatever your reason, there's never been a better time to say, let's take the Cadillac. The all-electric Cadillac family of vehicles. Escalade IQ, Vistiq, Optiq, and Lyriq. Visit your Tri-State Cadillac dealer today.
When the job gets tough, tradespeople get tougher, and Supply House is built to back them up. Supply House stocks over 250,000 products from hundreds of the top brands in plumbing, HVAC, and electrical. Whether you need an industrial boiler or a two-buck coupling, they ship it fast and deliver customer support that knows the trades inside and out. Use promo code FAN5 for 5% off your first order. That's SupplyHouse.com, promo code FAN5.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER, 21 plus only. Must be physically located in New Jersey. T&Cs apply.
School may be back, but the fun doesn't have to stop. Nickelodeon Universe, the biggest indoor theme park in the nation, has over 25 rides for every age and thrill seeker, just minutes from Manhattan. Don't wait. Get tickets from $49 today at AmericanDream.com.
At Dick's Sporting Goods, we have always believed sport has the power to change lives. Community happens here. Change happens here. Sport happens here. Introducing the all-new Dick's House of Sport. bringing new experiences, new services, and unrivaled selection from the top brands to a new place Jersey City can call home. Featuring a rock wall, a Hitrax multi-sport cage, and three golf hitting bays, Dick's House of Sport, now open at Newport Center.
Dunkin' $6 meal deal is kind of wild. You get a bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich, six-piece hash browns, and a medium iced or hot coffee, all for $6. That's the main character meal energy you need this fall. Get it now in Dunkin' stores or order ahead on the Dunkin' app. No substitutions, participation, and times may vary. Offer price varies in California and Hawaii. Limited time offer cannot be combined with other offers. Exclusions and terms apply.
You're on the list for Macy's Fall VIP Sale. That means you're invited to save big on this season's top designer looks at prices you'll love. Like an extra 30% off Calvin Klein, Steve Madden, Hugo Boss, and more. Plus, get 15% off beauty and fragrance from Estee Lauder, Lancome, and so many others. This only happens a few times a year. Don't miss the Fall VIP Sale today, only at Macy's. Savings off regular and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Move and be moved in the Mazda CX-30. With advanced safety features, intuitive technology, and a refined, comfortable interior, you'll love every drive. Right now, lease the CX-30 for just $199 a month. Visit your local Mazda dealer or go to MazdaUSA.com for more information.
We're coming to you live from the Town Fair Tire Studios, powered by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody.
From the 1010 Winds Traffic Center, I'm Greg Rice with the InjuryLawyer.com Fan Highway Patrol presented by the Rothenberg Law Firm. Big trouble on 80. Traffic is sponsored by NJMEP Manufacturing Day on October 3rd in Freehold on 80 in New Jersey. You got a big eastbound wreck in Patterson. Your exit 56A knocking out two left lanes. Either way, 80 is a mess. The Total Orthopedics pain-free route. Go for Route 46 or even Route 3 instead. Garden State Parkway northbound and Clifton at exit 153. Somebody stalled out in the middle lane. Citybound George, upper's better. The inbound lower, closer to the city. Somebody broke down in the middle lane. West side, best of bad options, getting you out of town. Lincoln 20 in, 30 out from 11th. Stay with 9th. Holland Tunnel. The outbound ride's going to run you about an hour on the Jersey side, the Newark Bay. That's the better play. If you work in New Jersey manufacturing, your chance to network, learn, and connect with resources for your business is October 3rd. The annual Made in New Jersey Manufacturing Day in Freehold. Both gubernatorial candidates will share their vision for industry in New Jersey. Register today at njmep.org. I'm Greg Rice with the InjuryLawyer.com Fan Highway Patrol presented by the Rothenberg Law Firm.
New York sports is more than a game. It's a lifestyle. Yeah. WFAN is the only place where Yankees, Mets, Giants, and Jets fans come together and sound off. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always streaming on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn apps.
Got a lot going on today. We have a Cinco de Five in a few short minutes. Plus, we'll check in on the history of what Jackson Dart is about to try to accomplish on Sunday, making his first NFL start. And, of course, we'll make our NFL picks. But first, this Giants clean, crisp breakdown is sponsored by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy.
Yes, when you look at this Giants game against the Chargers, I think the biggest issue is going to be the secondary versus Justin Herbert and his trio of really good wide receivers, Quentin Johnson, Keenan Allen, who's resurrecting his career at 34, going back to the Chargers. He's got three touchdowns, each and one in each of the first three games, and then Ladd McConkey. And so we've seen a lot of man coverage from this Giants secondary. I think they have to change this up. If you're going to bring pressure, it's got to be zone pressure so that you catch the ball in front of defenders and make tackles. They can't allow all these big plays that have hampered them in some of their contest early this season.
Let's go to Greg in Mineola. What's going on, Greg?
Hey, Greg.
Not too much. Great show as always. I have quagmire,
maybe?
Stuck in a quagmire?
Yes. Well, I play hockey with this doofus, and he loves Philadelphia, okay? And he gave me a bet. He said, you can either have the Jets and the Giants having more wins than the Eagles, or the Yankees and the Mets having more wins in the playoffs than the Phillies. And I was going to, like, yell at, if he wasn't a goalie, we wouldn't let him stay with us.
Oh, my God. That is so, by the way, that is such a creative, interesting bet.
I think the better one is the Yankees and the Mets.
1,000%, because the Eagles are, like, accidentally going to win 12 games.
Yes.
And right now, is there anyone in their right mind who think the Jets and Giants are winning a combined 12 games?
No.
I don't think it's going to be close.
Yeah, depending on what happens this weekend, obviously, and Monday. So what does Jackson Dart look like? They mess around and beat the mighty Chargers. And do the Jets restart Justin Fields and win against the winless Miami Dolphins on Monday? Then maybe you could have that conversation, but Yankees Mets.
You take the Yankee Met bet one for this reason. Even if the Mets flame out and don't make the playoffs,
yeah,
the Yankees versus Phillies, you still feel good. I mean, you would have killed them last year. Obviously, both teams won more games than the Phillies. But the football one is so douchey but so accurate.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we have no chance. No. It's so true.
Right.
Year after year, we have no chance. Noah's in Queens. Hey, Noah.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, man. What's up?
First of all, I just want to say thanks for taking my call. Evan, you, Tiki, you guys, I've been a fan of you guys my whole life. I'm a pretty young guy, not a long life, but really appreciate you guys.
Thank you.
All four of you are the best radio booth in the country, in my opinion.
Very nice. Very nice. Appreciate it, man. What's on your mind?
All right, so I got three quick points, and if you let me get through them, I got some Tiki lore for you from my youth. So first of all, I got the Mets. I think this game tonight, game one, is the most important game of the season thus far, just because of our inability to beat bad teams, and specifically the Marlins always having something to say to us in September.
Right.
So I still got the Mets. Great, great pitcher. And on that note, Mets 2-3, and I think Tong should start in the playoffs. I know he's been kind of shaky, but compared to Peterson, Manea, whoever else that isn't McClain or Sproat, Tong has the highest upside. And if we're going to go into the wild card playing the Padres or the Dodgers, that's what we need. Point two real quick is just Mikal Bridges.
We got to bring him up now? Bridges? All right, what? What do you want to know about him?
They posted an ESPN article the other day saying how Mikal was happy to take a pay cut for the team and all this stuff. And he's making more than Brunson to be a role player. And I just wanted to express my frustration with that.
Like, how the hell is that making any sense?
I don't care what he did in Phoenix.
Right.
We're in New York.
Well,
I don't care.
Because don't insult my team. My team has nothing to do with this, right? He's no longer on my team. He took less money than he needed to.
Yeah.
And even though he's still making an absurd amount of money and making more than Jalen Brunson from what we know of, because you never know, he did still take less money.
Yeah.
And if you don't want to celebrate him for it, fine. You don't have to. I mean, you don't need to. But I think that when he's asked, hey, why'd you take less money? It's easy to say, I want to win. And there's nothing wrong with that. The Mets rotation in the playoffs isn't actually going to be a thing. And what I mean by that is not that they aren't going to make the playoffs. Maybe they do.
Just going to figure it out as they go?
I think they're going to figure it out as they go along.
Right.
And I think it's just going to be everybody. Nolan McClain is the only person. Brandon Sproat can change this tonight. It's only his fourth major league start. Nolan McClain is the only person that clearly deserves starts in the postseason. Everybody else is like throw it against the wall. Three from Clay, two from Anaya, maybe an inning out of Peterson, maybe an inning out of Tong. I think everybody else, you're literally just going to throw against the wall.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.